Hello, caller. How are you this morning? Hello?
Good. How are you? Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
I can. This is Sarah Tackett.
I know it is. How are you doing this morning, Sarah?
I'm doing well. Is this Hunter?
It is, and you called at the perfect timing. I mean, perfect
timing.
Yep.
Well, I have told my Jeff I've got to call a few minutes early to make sure we can hear each other and all that.
Well, we're live now, so we're already into it.
We're already on the air.
We're already on the air. Say hello to everyone.
Well, good morning, everybody. So nice to see you. I hope you're having your second or third cup of coffee like we are here in Ohio.
Yeah, I'm on my third cup of coffee. That's for sure.
Now, me too. My husband Jeff and I are both on the line this morning.
Good. How you doing, Jeff?
Good, Hunter. How are you this morning? The snow is falling down here in northeast Ohio, northwest Ohio.
Man, snow.
It's beautiful day in the neighborhood.
We got the air conditioner running down here, brother. We in short sleeves.
Oh, my.
Hush your mouth, man. I'll tell you what. I can't wait for the days for air conditioning.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
it's about 25 degrees this morning.
Ooh.
We're expected to get 3 to 6 inches of snow.
Oh, man.
Again.
I take special people to live up in the snow. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know what kind of special we are, but this is where the good Lord planted us.
Yeah.
I did take special classes when I was young.
Stop.
Well, that's what you meant or not.
Hey. Well, I am sure glad that y'all decided to call in this morning, because just like me and our listeners, man, we want to find out more about the Tacketts, because we just got your music a week or so ago, I think it was, and actually, the Mirror Mirror song, which is y'all's latest, if I'm not mistaken, is garnered some attention here. It's been getting a lot of requests. So much so, I think y'all actually made the top 10, I believe, for requests, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, that's exciting. We sure appreciate all the support that you and HLE Radio are giving to our music. And it's an exciting time for our ministry right now.
Well, let's let our listeners know how the Tacketts come about and how y'all start out in doing this. Because from what I've read, it looks like y'all maybe made a switch to Christian country, or were y'all always doing Christian country? How does that work?
Well, Hunter, back in 1979, my mom and dad took four little children out on the road and started traveling to ministry. And my daddy's been a preacher for well over 40 years now. And we traveled and sang around at camp meetings and revivals and church services around the country, and did that for probably the first 20 years. And then I had left and moved away from home, and Dad had kept the ministry going for about another 7 or 8 years, and he started pastoring full-time at a church in Shelby, Ohio, which is where I was from, and saw many people saved and coming to know the saving grace of Jesus Christ through that ministry. And for a few years, I traveled and sang solo in some gospel and country markets, doing some fairs and pageants and things of that nature. And through the pageants that we got affiliated with was where I met Sarah. I was chosen to be featured entertainer for the Miss Ohio program, which is affiliate to the Miss America system.
So you decided to marry Miss Ohio, didn't you?
I found my Miss Ohio. I did.
Well, the only reason I said that is because I was going to bring it up if you didn't. And
it was Sunday in June.
Oh, now here he goes.
In front of the Renaissance Theater, there was this beautiful little blonde-haired lady come walking up to me in these little striped blue shorts and this little cute top, and stole my heart. And from there it was history, and we got together, and I went and talked to my father and asked for his blessing to carry on the Tackett family name. And of course he, like the rest of us, broke down in tears, because we're all professional criers in the Tacketts, but gave us his blessing, and God has been so good to our ministry, and we've always had a country flair to our sound, but never really had a genre to attach to other than Southern gospel.
Right.
And while we love our Southern gospel roots and things we felt God leading us in a direction that could hopefully expand our ministry a little bit. And we were approached by Daywood Music Group last year, and Rick Swinesburg and Micah Swinesburg, and the Red Hen label for Daywood Music Group.
Now that label is growing, brother. I'm seeing a lot of artists coming to Red Hen Records right now.
It really has. I hear word that they possibly might be bringing on Shenandoah to the Red Hen Music label. So we're excited to hear words of that nature. And Marty Rayburn and his group have just been just a great country, you know, group for so many years. And they just come out with a Christian album. And, of course, Marty has been traveling singing Christian for the last 10 years. And they got the band back together, and I believe they're signed on with Red Hens now, too, along with the Tacketts and the Red Roots and
Hunter Irwin.
Zach and Rodney and Michael Lee.
Yeah,
a lot of great young artists coming out of that.
I think Hunter Irwin just signed with Red Hen as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
And these are all artists that we play here at HLE Radio, everyone that you mentioned, y'all included now. So
great.
Yeah,
I appreciate your support of that, man.
Rick and them are doing a great job over there, man. They really are.
Yeah.
They really are. You know, you can reach so many people for Jesus. You know, the Bible tells us to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, and I think the good Lord loves all sorts of music, and there's so many people out there that love country music, and once you've heard my husband sing, there's no doubt he was born to be a country star with the voice he's got. Just listen to him. But, you know, we really feel like the good Lord can use us to reach more people with the inspirational country message and that Christian country message that tells of the mercy and grace of Jesus and has that, you know, more popular contemporary sound. So Jeff and I have been traveling together for about 16 years. And later this year, we will celebrate our 15th wedding anniversary.
Oh,
and four kids, and we're tired, but we're blessed. You know, we feel really, really blessed.
Now, y'all have an album. The album is not out yet, right? This is just a release from what's coming on the album?
That's correct. The album should be out sometime within the next 3-4 weeks. It is our first album with Red Hen Records, Nashville. Uh-huh. And we've had two releases. The first song was last year called Water Under the Bridge.
Right.
And it hit three different charts across the country. We're so blessed for that. Mm-hmm. And then Mirror Mirror, which you all are so gracious to play, went out to radio in January of this year. So just a few weeks ago, and we're already getting some really good feedback on that. So we're excited to have the new album. It's called Stand My Ground. And
is it going to be all Christian country?
The two songs that we've released are available already on iTunes and Google Play and Amazon Music, but the full project will be available hopefully in about 3 weeks.
Now, is it all going to be Christian country, the project, or is it going to be split? Great.
It is 10 original songs.
Awesome.
We did not write these particular 10 songs, but some really talented songwriters did. So, yes, it's all inspirational and Christian country.
That's great. That's great. That's what we're looking for here at HLE Radio. That's right down the alley of what we play and do. Now, the two songs that I've heard by y'all, you're doing the vocals, so maybe your husband will have, Jeff will have something that he can sing on this album. We'll hear him.
Well, you know, they sort of take one look at Sarah and one look at me and say, you know what?
Yeah.
He needs to be the face of the group.
Yeah. I get it, man.
You know, we joke about that. It's funny you mentioned that because for years, all of our radio releases, 90% of them featured Jeff as the lead artist, you know, and I'm... Uh-huh. That's fine. I'm supposed to, you know, submit as the wife, blah, blah, blah.
I didn't pick them, butter. I let everybody else pick them, so.
Oh,
but once we signed with Red Hen, they said the first three releases, we want Sarah on the lead. And I have to say, we've never charted a song until these two songs where I've been on the lead. I don't know what the good Lord is saying, Hunter.
That,
I don't.
Jeff?
We don't need to really promote that, Hunter, but, you know, her self-confidence needs to be helped.
Yeah, I was looking at the photo, your press photo, and course, I seen, I said, well, man, you know, I'm looking. I said, well, that's Sarah. She's a pretty woman. And then I'm reading the, you know, Miss Ohio and everything. And then I look at Jeff and I say, But I bet nobody gets out of line with her.
Most everybody wonders the same thing, but they just say, how's a big dumb animal like that?
No, no. I was on the total opposite end of the spectrum. I'm thinking, ain't nobody going to get out of line with Jeff around.
he looks mean.
No, I'm just kidding.
He's ruggedly handsome.
Yeah.
And you know what? What we have the opportunity to share when we're in concert is, you know, I'm so blessed that the good Lord sent Jeffrey to me. And I'll tell you the quick version is that Jeff led me to Jesus.
Wow.
I knew about God. I always believed in God. I was just raised in a very conservative church that just pretty much talked about that big man upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents grew up in the Depression, and so they were very, just very quiet about talking about faith. And so when I met Jeff, you know,
I haven't been quiet about anything.
He has not, no. But when I met Jeff, I had gone through a real heartache in my life. I had two little boys. And when the good Lord sent Jeff to me, within the first year that we were spending time together, he led all three of us to have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
Oh, what a great story.
My little boys were 7 and 4 when Jeff and I started spending time together. We all accepted Jesus within that first year, and Jeff's father came over and baptized all three of us.
Wow.
And you know, flash forward 15 years later now, almost, we've been married. We've added two little girls to our family, and those little boys are now 23 and 20, and our daughters are 11 and 9. And when our daughters were 8 and 6, they gave their hearts to Jesus as well. So Jeff has led all five of us to Jesus, and his father has baptized all five of us. And I just love how the good Lord wrote my life story that way. I'm so thankful.
Yeah, what a wonderful story that is. It really is. And I can tell y'all two are a great ministry couple as well, because it shows just through talking here about y'all's life and ministry. Now, what is coming up in the future with the Tacketts? So people know what's getting ready to happen. We know you got the album coming out, but are there dates lined up with this as well? Or
right, we are still planning and reaching out to venues and churches for the Stand My Ground tour.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be down in, you know, we do a lot of ministering up here in the Midwest, but we're coming down to North Carolina and South Carolina in April. We have other dates throughout the summer and fall. Our website has our tour schedule.
Great.
And that is www.tacketmusic.com. A brand new website just debuted on March the 1st, so folks can go there to tacketmusic.com and check out our website, our tour schedule. We have 7 CDs, the new one, they can pre-order through the website. And we have news releases that are posted there. It links into our Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
So if your listeners would be so kind and they're on Facebook,
yeah,
go find us on Facebook as The Tacketts. Also on Twitter as The Tacketts, but it's at Tackett Music is our Twitter handle. And our drummer, Marty Lee Mills, I know he's listening out there. He is our Twitter guru. He does all of our Twitter feeds. So blessings out to him this morning.
All right, Marty.
But,
where do you know where in North Carolina you're going to be yet?
We're going to be in Hayesville, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
I believe that's April the 24th on Sunday morning at Brother Chris Runfeld's church down there. Great, great pastor friend of my father's. And then we're going to be up at Mars Hill, I believe, possibly on that Sunday night.
Yeah.
We're coming out of the Singing in the Sun over at the Myrtle Beach area, but...
Yeah.
In the meantime, if somebody would like to get us out of this snow and cold weather and bring us down south,
yeah,
we'd love to hear a phone call, and we'd come down in a heartbeat right now.
Yeah, man, we'd love to have y'all here in the studio for sure. The reason I asked
Great.
About North Carolina is our social media director's up there, so a lot of times when artists are through there, he makes it and is able to connect with them as well. So,
oh yeah,
oh, that's awesome.
I don't know exactly
yeah.
where that is in relationship to where he's at, but he will. That's why I'd ask. I have a friend up in Ohio. It's about 2 hours and 21 minutes away from y'all, according to the deal, but it's I don't even know how to pronounce the name of it. X E N I A. You know that?
Xenia, Ohio.
Yeah, yeah, I thought that's what it was. Y'all know the Hanings at all? Y'all know the Hanings? No?
Have y'all what's the name?
The Hanings, Jimmy Haney.
Jimmy Haney.
I don't believe I know that name. There are some Hanings down in Kentucky that I know.
Oh, okay, well, he's up there, and it's one of the artists that we play up here as well, so it's the Ohio connection there is what got me thinking about that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say one of the, if you asked what's coming up for the group, I'll tell you one of the newer things for our group is we travel with a live band. For years, you know,
really?
We did soundtracks, and my Jeffrey can play so many instruments that it would just make you sick. He could play the guitar, and the keys are his two primary instruments during our concerts, but we also have a bass player, a drummer, our sound man.
Very well.
And it's so exciting to have those live instruments, those musicians with us.
Yes.
When we have the opportunity to minister. We do have some tracks that we use as well with the full band, but sure to love to have that that full live band with us. I think that really really ties us in even closer to that country genre.
Right, that's awesome. A great band to travel with, and yeah, live music is always more captive, you know, than the tracks. And God can minister through anything. We know that. But
right.
a lot of folks love seeing the players and the real. I mean, it's more captivating and with that. So that's really cool that y'all have a band that y'all can go different places with. And,
right.
Well, they're really so supportive of us, Hunter. I've always referred to the guys that travel with us as my Aaron and my Hur. You know, when Moses needed somebody to lift up his arms, he Aaron and Hur were right there to lift them up, and I always feel like those guys that travel with us are not always out in the limelight, maybe, but they when you need them the most, they're right there to hold us up and minister right along beside us. And I don't consider myself a front man for any of them. They're as much a part of the group as we are, and man, it's just fun to travel and spend a lot of time together on the road. So you better love one another if you're going to spend that much time in that close quarters.
Yeah, you better believe it. Now listen, when the new album comes out, make sure and send us a copy here to the radio station so we can get that music out there for y'all, because we really want to do that. So don't forget to get us
do that.
Absolutely
that.
Will.
And,
right.
Before we go, let everybody know again how they can get a hold of the Taggers in case they would like to book them somewhere and get them and find out more about y'all.
Absolutely. Website again, www.tackettmusic.com. That's TACKETTMUSIC.com. And also our home office phone number, it's on the website as well. It's 419-393-2225. And through our Facebook page, the Tacketts, we'd love to connect with people, love to come down and, you know, share the good news of Jesus all throughout the South. It would really be a blessing to come and meet all your listeners, and we'd love to stay in touch with you, Hunter, and the folks down at the station for sure.
Yeah, we'll definitely stay in touch. We're connected on Facebook and everything, so we'll definitely stay in touch and keep us abreast of what's going on. Sarah and Jeff Tackett, thank you so much for calling in and taking this time out to let people know about your music and your ministry.
Hunter, God bless you, man, and keep up the hard work. I know you guys sometimes have such a thankless position, but don't ever feel that we out here that are traveling and singing don't appreciate the work that you guys do to put our ministry forward as well. But God bless you, buddy. God bless all your listeners. And you know, you might as well get up this morning because today's the day the Lord hath made, and might as well get up and enjoy it because he's got something good in store for us, right?
Amen, brother. It was a pleasure talking to you both. It really was.
Yes.
And
you as well, Hunter. God bless you.
All right. God bless. That is the Tackets right there. We're going to take you out with, we're not taking you out. We're just going to start with Mirror, Mirror, so you can hear the new release if you hadn't heard it yet. This is the Tackets on the Morning Show, HLE.